KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump's defense team rests their case, with the former president calling it a kangaroo court.
Donald Trump criticizing the case.
There's no crime. It's a kangaroo court. There's never been anything like this that I've ever seen. Now I have two other trials that were kangaroo courts also.
His team had asked for a dismissal yesterday. The judge said he'd rule later. Meanwhile, a witness who angered the judge was back on the stand for the defense. Lawyer Robert Costello testifying about his interactions with Michael Cohen. Then Trump's attorneys resting their case without the former president taking the stand in his own defense. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, in the 2024 election race, Donald Trump outraised President Biden in April. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The president and the Democratic National Committee still have a cash advantage, but Trump and the Republican National Committee raised $25 million more dollars last month. Trump brought in nearly $76 million, while Mr. Biden raised some $51 million. The Democrats had routinely outraised the GOP, but Trump's haul in April was boosted by a record-setting $50 million event with top donors in Palm Beach, Florida. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Police have broken up a pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of Michigan less than a week after demonstrators showed up at the home of a school official and placed fake body bags on her lawn. Before dawn, officers wearing helmets with face shields cleared the Diag, known for decades as a historic site for campus protests. The university insists it has no direct investments in Israel. Drexel University in Philadelphia is also threatening to clear an encampment on campus. The Dow had 52 points, the NASDAQ up 2 points. This is SRN News. A member of a teacher's union is expelled for questioning transgenderism.
Christina Barton is a student counselor for the Rochester, Minnesota public school system, and she thinks policies that encourage children to live as the opposite sex in class are wrong. Voicing those opinions has now gotten her kicked out of the Rochester Education Association. In a letter to Barton, republished by the nonprofit American Experiment, union brass say, quote, viewpoints are not free from consequences if they contribute to unprofessional behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's liberal government moving quickly to remake the country on some cultural issues. So far, German lawmakers have entered a ban on doctors advertising abortion services, and they made it easier for transgender people to change their name and gender in official records. The German government has turned a deaf ear to protesting from Christian churches. This is SRN News. A hearing scheduled in Missouri to determine if a man who has spent decades in prison for murder will go free.
Christopher Dunn has spent 33 years behind bars for murder, but he says he's innocent. Now prosecutors in St. Louis are convinced that Dunn is telling the truth, but lawyers for the Missouri Attorney General's office disagree and want to keep Dunn in prison. Dunn was convicted of first-degree murder in the 1990 death of a 15-year-old boy. A 12- and 14-year-old say they witnessed the shooting, but they later recanted, saying they were coerced by police and prosecutors. No physical evidence linked Dunn to the crime. I'm Donna Water.
Denver launching an ambitious new program to support illegal migrants. Denver's new procedure includes 6 months of rental and food assistance for an apartment, work and certification trainings, free computers and phones, and help with asylum applications. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.